It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by Simply Safe. Simply Safe is the best way to keep your family and your belongings safe. And the easiest way, because there's no contract, there's no hidden fees, there's none of that gotcha. You can sign up right now. They deliver it to you, and you can start 24/7 monitoring of your family and your house and all your belongings immediately. No contract, no hidden fees, no wires, no drilling. You don't have to know how to set up the electronic, yada, yada. They make it easy to order and easy to set up. And it's intuitive. They know, like, if it's a burglar versus if you just, like, break a window by accident. They have the police. They have the fire department on call. Everybody is going to be safe and sound. Go to simplysafe.com, S-I-M-P-L-I, safe.com/rundown for free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Trilly Whiskers is here.
I'm here.
Whiskey Trills.
I think this is my first time sitting in this seat.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
It's weird over there. Ebony referred to us as a reverse Oreo.
Yep.
That was something that happened.
Yeah. We're off to a good start.
Yeah. Coming in hot. Let's go. Is there any, what would be a reverse Oreo?
What do you mean? That's their thing.
But you know, like they
Lou gets them all the time. It fucking pisses me off.
Wait, they have them?
Yeah.
With the golden, because usually the golden is white on the inside.
Yeah,
There's no chocolate on the inside.
Vienna fingers and shit like that, fuck out of here.
You don't like white on white?
No.
Same.
You need a little
it's
color.
Disgusting, yes.
But I don't think there is anything that's white on the outside and chocolate on the inside,
sure.
Right?
I'm sure. They have like apple pie Oreos. I'm sure
they have horchata Oreos. Like, I'm sure they
flipped it in there.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like when it's like an Asian person who's white on the inside, they call them a Twinkie. And coconuts are brown with white on the inside, you know? But there's no white with black with brown on the inside. Snack.
The new Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay. We're a new Krispy Kreme donut here. Yeah,
Darren Revelle was tweeting about it yesterday. I saw it.
We got this Little League fight to start things off, which is intense.
What is happening? What is happening? This cannot happen. This cannot happen. This cannot happen. Oh my God. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, right now. Jesus. You Satan, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now.
I mean, we've seen these kind of fights before, but I've never, I mean, that
what
one guy gets.
It? I just saw people slugging.
I'm sure it's a fucking umpire.
It was wild pitch or umpire yep, made a umpire bad call. The umpire was 13 years old.
Okay. Oh my God.
The.
These are ridiculous no matter what, if you're fighting at your children's event, but over a 13-year-old's call.
This almost happened to me once. I almost caused one of these.
You were the umpire?
Yeah, I was first base ump. I didn't even know you needed those.
Did you blow the call?
I was like, yeah, I didn't even blow the call. Yeah. I just didn't even offer a call.
Honestly, I'd try to throw punches too. You fucking can't even make the call?
Well, I didn't even know, we always kind of like hang around by the park as kids, and there were, you know, an all-star center fielder, no big deal. And one time they were like, hey, can you come ump first base? I was like, sure. And then I remember very vividly, I was in a Superman t-shirt and red shorts. I was young enough, I'm wearing Superman t-shirts. And so I'm umping first base for a league above me.
That was the hell to the kid you're
They were
umping.
Like, it was like, I was literally, they were pony, probably something like that.
Okay, that's strike one.
And I was just sitting at first base at the clicker and fly out to the right. And they're like, did the kid second tag?
Oh, all right. I thought you meant like on a play at first. You're like, I didn't offer a call. Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
And they're like, you aren't even watching. No. Like, I was like, no, I have no idea. They're like, you got to make a call. I'm like, well, I didn't watch it, so I'm not making a fucking call here. People, parents in the stands were yelling at me, like, make a call.
Did you eventually make a call?
I never did.
They went to my
should have just been like, ah. You're out.
What other people wanted to hear? Read the room.
I had my buddy playing third base, ump. And eventually he just kind of stepped in and was like, he's out. And then that got people mad again.
At least if you're trying to go under the radar, only half the people are mad. If you're trying
to
like just be done with it, just say he tagged up. Calling someone out on that is going to cause the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you should just be like, yeah, no, it was good.
Unless you're just willing to lean all the way into it. Like,
yeah. Wind it up. Yeah.
It's crazy how often this happens.
I've seen the scuffles happen. I mean, that one guy gets like donkey punched in the back of the head.
The ground,
and
like
someone else
the
uppercuts him. I mean, that was brutal. People should be like in jail for that.
No, that's definitely.
I'm sure
assault. Assault, right?
I think it was a Twitter, a police account's Twitter that like tweeted.
All right,
video,
good.
So
yeah.
They were like, probably you know like, what all the people we arrested yesterday.
I've been thinking, like, I used to always be like, you're a piece of trash if you're like doing this. But also, maybe now I'm kind of thinking about doing it.
Why?
Starting a fight?
Just being like the fucking lunatic in the stands
no.
is so absurd.
No.
It's so ridiculous.
It's funny, as a kid, I was always like, because like hockey games and stuff like that, there's always like the crazy dads.
Yeah.
And my dad was not one of them. And I was
right.
like, I wish he was like a, as a kid, you think of them as like the cool group.
Yeah.
Because they're
yeah.
entertaining you.
Right.
And like they're like, laying, like no. jumping over the
you
boards.
You want
like,
your dad
right.
in the back corner.
Like,
just
my dad was always just you, top yeah. corner reading the paper.
Yeah.
And like, now I'm like, thank God that was my dad.
Yes. Just support. I support you either way, John. Yeah.
We got porn stars. They're picketing. Porn stars are protesting outside of Instagram headquarters because their accounts keep getting deleted anytime they're posting naked shit or sexual stuff.
I think Instagram's got it out for porn stars. Because I see porn stars complaining all the time, like about their accounts
like
getting
account
taken down.
But that's the rule. Yeah.
But like, but I don't think like, they're posting nudes. Like,
I feel like they know exactly what they can post and they're still being taken
down. Yeah, that's
what
I think
so,
too.
Yeah.
I think they got a point. I think they're being targeted. Because they, I mean, porn stars know like.
They know the rules.
It's
they know
funny.
The value of an account and not to cross the line to lose it.
Exactly.
Just yeah. because of social media, like the phrase and the term Instagram or the name Instagram, it's like funny to laugh at. Mm. But like these are major revenue streams.
Oh yeah.
So losing
100%.
It is a
huge
issue.
Deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge
and also,
problem.
By the way, like if you're a platform, if you're Instagram, you want porn stars.
Right.
Like you want like that's going to generate a lot of users and
Do you think it matters that much? Because like I don't follow them, but I'll go seek them out sometimes.
But a lot of people
so,
do, dude.
I say a lot. Like,
a lot
I
of
they
people
do,
do.
Like their premium channels,
all
that through there.
I actually would make the argument that porn, of all things, will get new users. Because there are creeps who are like, I will sign up for Adriana Chechik.
Yeah.
Like, not porn moves the needle more than like anything.
It like it always
has. Like in history, like they said that porn is usually the like the stimulus for new technology. Like like porn had a lot to do with the VCR. Porn had a lot to do with internet because people always want to watch fucking.
Yeah,
so like,
really?
Like,
so you
like,
want to take those
like
people
need,
off your platform?
Right.
That's insane.
That is where I guess I first started seeing like VR stuff was like porn.
Porn. Mm. They're literally.
Which is bullshit,
read it,
by the way.
A case
if you don't
study
have those. The VR goggles, the video is terrible.
Yeah, it's just like two sides.
It's two sides. It's crazy.
Yeah. I haven't done the goggles yet. Even with the goggles, it's bad.
Oh no! I just mean like they'll have like the videos.
When you do like the.
And like I know it before I click. I'm like I know this is gonna suck. But the headline's great. I know the person in it. Like, I want to check it out. And it opens again, like,
got
me
again.
I got to support Instagram shutting them down. You got to support them by any means. Yeah.
Any means necessary.
It's,
so,
but like,
I do think they have a great, but I also, and I'm baffled that Zuckerberg's out here drawing the line. Like, I mean, Twitter
yeah,
fucking lets it
he
cook,
doesn't
right?
Draw
Twitter
a lot of lines.
No, that's a very, such a strange spot to draw.
Twitter's also, like, in the worst spot of them all. They need all the
help.
But still, that's not the line I draw if I'm Instagram. I draw a different line.
I saw, you know how those things get popular about, like, what companies were the most popular as like the years go by and like the bars are ever shifting.
Yep.
Yo, Twitter is really just everyone in this room yelling at each other and that's it.
That's it.
That's
Twitter
it.
Means nothing outside
but it's so
of,
it's crazy because I still find it to be fascinating that we can just turn it on and you can hear athletes and entertainers and watch people have
you
meltdowns.
You can't get news quicker than Twitter.
You can't get it quicker and you can't get more interesting, direct, like insight into these people. I cannot believe
cares.
Twitter is a failure.
It's like I think it has 300 million users.
It's like
trash. It's like it's number
that's
10.
A drop in the bucket.
It's
like Facebook's got to have 100 times that. Yeah.
I think it said 4.1 billion, which it can't be that.
It's like half the world's population. I don't know.
I don't
at this
know,
point,
man. Like because you need it to register for so much stuff now.
Right,
like
right,
you could
right,
just
right.
like oh
it
just
might
give
not be
us your
active,
Facebook.
But they
so
probably
I,
have 4 yeah, billion signups.
It was Twitter was in 10th place on this list, which was the last place they showed. And it was losing to sites that I'd never even heard of or didn't know still exist, like Google Plus, which I guess is if you have a Gmail, you have a Google Plus.
Right.
But there was like,
I know
Weibo,
that, but
which I
still feel
one,
like
I
when we report on like a controversy, it's like it's usually stemming from Twitter.
Yeah, right. But that's just easy clicks.
But I think that's just within
it's
our
just
bubble,
like,
though.
Is it? But
that's what I'm starting to wonder.
I guess I think I mean maybe I just think maybe the bubble is. I used to think the bubble was super small, and then. I don't get it. To me, it's like, you know, you still will hear like articles about like what an athlete said on Twitter by accident, you know. And it's like, how does that not translate to everybody else? How are people not like, I want to get on here, because I want to see it firsthand.
In 20 years, it's going to be fascinating how Twitter's like the best idea ever that just failed.
It really is. Forget 20 years. I think it currently is. It's like, Twitter is just like the internet to me. It's just like, here is a web of people all connected that can talk in real time, from the dirt poor guy to Kim Kardashian to...
Before I Google stuff now.
Absolutely.
I'll search it on Twitter,
100%. Like, you get the most like immediate like user-generated content.
Remember that when there was the earthquake up here? And there was a study that, I think it went from New York to D.C. to New York or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, people in New York found out the earthquake was coming. And it, like, it comes very fast.
Right, yeah.
But it was like you couldn't prepare anything like that. No, it was like, you knew 2 seconds before it hit.
Right.
Like, the earthquake was coming.
Yeah, that's insane.
Put us in charge of Twitter.
I mean, I don't know what I'd do any better.
I don't know.
We couldn't make it work.
I just walk out of the street being like, it's awesome, everybody. Yeah. How do you not use this?
Don't you want to know what everybody thinks at all times?
Yeah. That's the pitch. The other day I saw some girl on Twitter. She was fucking herself with a fish. A fucking fish. It was the tail was flopping. She was huge. And she was blasting away. Come on.
Why doesn't Instagram want that on there? The guy
who put it on my timeline, it was the classic, like, if I got to see it, then you got to see it. And that's Twitter. It's the Wild West, man. You never know what you're going to fucking see or hear.
I think that might be exactly, like, you're not going to see that on Instagram. Right. You're not going to actually
You're goddamn right, dude. We're funny, and you might see someone fucking a fish.
Twitter
free advertising for you. There you go. Anyway, free the porn stars. The U.S. women's national basketball team is out here massacring the entire planet. There was another one this morning.
I love it.
So yesterday they won 114-119 against El Salvador this morning. I don't know who it was or what the score was, but they won by like 90 points again.
It was like 120-40 or something, like something close.
It's our amateur underage team over every other country. And I just love that we're just sending our girls out there, and they're like a foot taller than all these other chicks.
The NBA is going on now, so it's not even the pros. Like, these are the amateurs that are just killing country. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even the height that stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. The height difference when they're both in the tunnel. El Salvador didn't have uniforms.
Yeah.
They had uniforms, but it was like they were in different shorts. Like some had like decals, not decals, but you know, like artwork down the side. Some were just plain white.
They're very crudely
shorts.
Made.
It's like District 5. It's like Mighty Ducks before they became the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. If you're wearing that to show up to play the United States of America women's national basketball team, go home.
Yeah.
Just don't even bother. No point.
I can't imagine there's a bigger discrepancy in any thing than women's basketball in America to the rest of the world.
It's got to be, because Spain does a lot of NBA players, stuff like that. I don't know who the second WNBA import,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And like, it's still women's sports. There's obviously still like more of a struggle to like blow up and organize, and it's just like we do it here in America and no one else does it.
I'll say, like, El Salvador, there's like, out, I'll watch.
Yeah, no. If I can catch a 200-point game, if they can put up 200 for me, I'd watch.
I mean, I did. I'm gonna be honest. I watched the highlights of it.
It's bad.
At some point, I was like, "All right, guys, like,
have a heart."
You guys
it was bad. Meaning, like they ran up the score too much.
A minute left in the fourth quarter, fucking chucking threes. I'm like, they're 15.
No mercy. But they're 15 too.
When you were a kid, didn't you know, like, all right, this is, even just like fighting with my brother, I'd be like, dude, stop. And I'd like hit him again and be like, stop trying.
I feel like by then they've got their like 12th person in. They're just still that much better than the other teams.
Oh, no, like, that person chucking up that three is like, that's her garbage time. So she's got to make it count. It just happens to be that I'm much better than even your best player because I'm not from like a third world country.
And they were wide open threes. Yeah. It was like, I mean, it was like watching the Warriors where it's just like, you know, every once in a while they have that clip go viral on Twitter of like a Warriors passing sequence.
Yeah.
And it was like that every time.
Every single
ding, 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 ding. No one's like on this side of the court anymore.
And they probably found like 12 girls total in El Salvador that can even want to play basketball.
Right, that's what I mean.
You're now our national team.
Like there is no longer an El Salvadorian national basketball team because they're just contracted. Go back to soccer.
Just dissolved.
They see this as a vacation.
Right.
Right. Because I'm sure they're not playing training for
soccer. This is like their off season.
It's like, hey, if you girls want to come play on this team,
get some practice.
We'll go check out Korea, wherever this tournament is.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I could use a vacation to Korea. I'll go check it out. And then like, they just left these jerseys in the locker room afterwards. Well, I don't
it's
need
like college
to do
football where they're supposed to play Alabama, their homecoming game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to lose by 80, but you get like 200
you
grand.
You get the ride.
Like,
yeah, 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 you get the shine.
You get the experience. So.
tough day for Skip Bayless, who I think is one of the all-time greats. I know he's a troll, but he's a professional troll.
I don't.
He knows it,
yeah, I don't care
and he
for
does
him.
It to the best. Nah. I think Stephen A. Smith is the best in the game.
Stephen A. Smith,
but I think that Skip is a less likable version of Stephen A. Smith. But if you respect the hustle and the game, and the money, he is second to none. Maybe second to Stephen, and that's it.
Speaking of
but
these two, can I interject real quick about I don't even want to like bring him up with these two because he's nowhere near. But Nick Wright, he's growing out his hair right now, and it is
not good.
It is as bad as it can get. Like, it is.
I haven't seen.
I gotta pull up this video.
But that's because, you know, when you are growing out your hair and you're in that in between.
No. But it's just like, it's not like he's getting it long. It's just he's getting it to a normal length. And I mean, it is just.
I don't think I've ever seen him like with
any kind of
hair. I mean,
look at this. Just the opening shot. I mean,
like, I wouldn't have guessed that was Nick Wright.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they show him up close.
They'll go up close, yeah.
Like, I don't think it's that bad.
I would not have guessed that was Nick Wright.
Oh, that's not great.
It's really, really
It looks
bad.
Like two different types of hair.
It does. It looks like he had a bowl cut and he's growing it out.
Yeah.
Right?
So
there's like
bad.
Just different levels to it.
Listen, I respect it.
I mean, like, look at the fucking front. It looks like a monk.
It had the, like, it's got waves in it. It's like jagged.
It's detestable. It's
anyway, with Skip, this is where Skip, you know, you fly too close to the sun when you're trying to troll too hard. Sports Talk Barry McCockiner, he tweeted that the Chris Paul James Harden feud stemmed from an incident where Chris Paul told James Harden that he has man boobs and that James Harden started crying and needed to sit a couple plays out. And Skip took this
he
as
ate the
real.
Trash, man.
And he ate the. I mean, dude, he didn't eat the trash. He fucking sat down at Thanksgiving and ate trash.
Yes. Handkerchief around his neck.
Yes, he had the whole bird in front of him. It was just his meal. All the trash.
Together, because the reports are this has been going on for 2 years.
Yes.
There was the one report yesterday that it got so bad in practice going back 2 years ago that Chris Paul was making fun of James' man boobs in practice to the point that he broke down in tears and had to leave a couple of practices.
That is a tough one to come back from. I've gotten got by Barry on like a retweet or just like a
does
oh
he
shit.
Do, does
but
he
to
do
go
the,
on your TV show and say it? Did he do it on the air or did
yeah,
he do
yeah,
it
on
no,
air?
It was on air, yeah.
Did he? Does Barry do like the change? Does he do the
yeah.
Abby change and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he does. Okay. I've never seen him do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, he intentionally tries to do it and.
This is why.
But here's the thing. Yeah, this is why.
Yeah.
And the only thing I'll say in defense of Skip is that the NBA and the times that Barry does do this are like him saying like that James Harden started crying and sat plays out too much. Saying that like Chris Paul was like talking shit about James Harden in practice, like that's entirely believable.
As an outside observer of NBA Twitter, I don't think this is too outside. Like from what I hear from the NBA, like this is possible.
Yes. So
this isn't crazy.
So when,
I think that's why Skip was like,
right.
I could buy that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sports Talk Barry got me on John Wall, something that John Wall said. It was the Dwight Howard, transvestite hooker thing.
Yeah.
And it was like John Wall, like, made comments about him in the shower, about, like, Dwight Howard's dick or something like that. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know. Because the real story was that
like,
James
like,
Harden was that he was fucking
yeah,
a hooker,
right.
A transvestite hooker. So, like, this is all believable to me. Now, knowing that it was man boobs and saying that James Harden started crying, you should probably pick up on it. But in defense of Skip, like anything is possible in the NBA offseason. So
if I was just watching Skip deliver, and I guess that speaks to who the source is, which is more believable usually, I would be like, yeah, that makes sense.
I'd buy that.
That would be 100%.
Yeah,
if I saw it on Twitter,
on TV,
maybe I'd give it another look.
Yeah.
But if Skip said it, I was like, yep, that happened.
Yeah.
Sure.
Did they, like, do you know if they, like, stopped it in real time or anything? Were they, like, or they just let it run in the
I think
air?
They were just
anyway.
Like,
Okay. That's a tough one.
It's got to be exhausting covering. That's why mixtapes 3 hours long every day.
We're trying. Like, it shit just keeps happening. Like,
dude, I mean, like, in my opinion, Mixtape needs to ramp it up now. The season's over. All right, mix time, your time to shine. You should, you should do like 5 episodes a week now. It's just like, well, we got the draft and all this drama coming up. Free agency, that's when the NBA is truly.
Like 35 hours of runtime here every week, say less.
Last topic here, shout out to Frank Fleming. Frank the Tank, his episode of Big Brain is out right now. Big Brain is our Shark Tank-esque talent search business show. The new episode today features Frank asking for money to revamp Sports Encyclopedia, which is Frank's blog, which I honestly think you can make the argument that it is the oldest and longest running blog in existence. It was pre-9/11.
That's why he needs a little upkeep money.
And so in Frank's mind, a little upkeep money was $100,000.
How much do you need to get that to the next level?
At least $100,000 to make a...
You need $100,000?
At least.
Is that a wild guess, Frank?
Just a wild guess.
So what are you asking for?
Sounds that way.
So what's the ask? Just get to the ask, just so.
I mean, partnership.
At least. I love it.
And then he doubles down on it. Frank and Dave says, Frank, you need $100,000? And he goes, at least.
I love it.
Snake he a team, fucking make it. Ask you for the moon. He even says at one point, I had to throw my Hail Mary pass.
We'll have to consider it. I don't think it's the right.
Well, I had to throw a Hail Mary pass, so.
That's why you throw it.
If you ask for 100, guess what? You walk out with 10. He got 10 grand out of it. If he asks for 5, he's not walking out with 10. Exactly. He asks for 100?
He playing chess, man. The rest of us playing checkers.
I mean, this is Frank's thing, because before the show started, you were telling a story that I'd never heard before.
Yeah, Frank.
That you bought Frank a Roomba.
Frank is a big-time panhandler. He likes to ask for things on the internet. Bear in mind, folks, he has a full-time job, and he also does get side money from Barstool Sports. So he kind of has 2 revenue streams. But everybody seems to think that Frank needs more money. One time Frank was tweeting about his apartment, and he said he couldn't afford a Roomba, one of those electronic smart vacuums, and that he was unable to vacuum himself. I don't know, he's a bigger guy, maybe he physically couldn't vacuum.
I feel like Frank can vacuum.
Probably.
I think he just didn't want to.
Probably, yes.
I think if you put a gun to Frank's head and you said either vacuum or die, I bet Frank could vacuum.
I bet I could get an idiot to buy me a vacuum.
Yeah.
And so I'm just thinking of Frank Fleming in his apartment. And I'm picturing him, you see his apartment, he does his vlogs. And I'm just picturing him eating his shirt, and the Mets lose, and he's just stuck in like a pit of filth. I had an attack of conscience, and I tweeted like publicly, so I couldn't even backtrack it. I said, Frank, I'll buy you a Roomba. I got it. I thought Roombas were about $150, $200.
I would guess two.
Turns out Roombas range anywhere from like $600 to $800.
Jesus Christ.
Like, first of all, shout out to the Roomba industry. Like, you guys are scamming the world. $800 or a fucking... So I end up dropping, I think it's been like $400. Luckily, a stoolie who worked at Best Buy like hooked me up. He was like, I got you on like an employee discount. Because I couldn't backtrack at that point.
And you know what? I would backtrack at that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I didn't know they were $600. I'm not buying my best friend's a $600 wedding present. I'm not getting Frank a fucking $600 vacuum that does.
But you know
maybe
what
you're a
like,
bad friend. You ever think about that?
It's like when you step up to the register,
that,
though.
I know that, for sure.
It's like Dave with the purple starfish. When you get to the register and they say, like you don't want to put it back because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm very much like that. When I get to a register, I'm buying it. When I tweet something, if I find out it's 3 times what I thought it was going to be.
You know what?
No.
I don't even think I got to thank you.
What's the highest you would have went for it before? Like, if it was 250, would you have did it?
I was thinking it was like 150. I've never been impressed by a Roomba. I haven't seen many, but I'm like, there's no way it's even cleaning.
Yeah, I agree.
But the I wouldn't find myself in this situation because I would never tell Frank I'd get him a Roomba.
But I guess,
you know, Frank sometimes evokes, you know, this feeling of like, you know, he's always presenting himself in a bad light.
He
I felt
playing
bad.
Y'all like a fiddle, man.
He did.
Frank,
yeah, I mean, chest,
got a Benz in the driveway, new Frigidaire, everything.
Chess doesn't
life.
Even begin to describe it, man. He's doing that like that 3D chess, and I'm just sitting here playing fucking Chinese checkers. It's terrible, dude. But shout out to Frank, 10 grand in the bank, so hopefully you use that to revamp Sports Encyclopedia for all the 8-year-olds out there. He said he wants to be the premier site for the 8-year-olds looking for sports content.
Get them young, you get them forever.
Get them forever.
Frank had the vision, man.
He really did, dude. So it is draft week. That's why you're up here, right?
Yep.
Mixtape will have their annual show covering everything.
20 p.m.
Kind of relatively uneventful in the sense that I feel like we know 1, 2, and 3 like locked up.
I thought 3's...
I mean,
didn't, what's his name? The Vanderbilt kid. Isn't New York doing like a last minute workout with him?
Are
now?
They? I mean,
Orleans. I'm sure they
yeah,
are.
I
but
guess it's yeah. it's entirely possible with the Knicks to fuck something up. But the big news today was they said no to Chris Paul, which is huge. The Rockets call him up because they know this is what you do. When you got a veteran with a bad contract to dump, you call up James Dolan because he sees that name, he sees ticket sales, and he'll take him on. And we said no to Chris Paul's contract.
What do you know what the offer
huge.
Was?
It was basically like for nothing. Like you can have him, you just got to like, take
the
money.
We just want off our
But they
space.
Wouldn't even put picks with him?
I think it was like, literally yeah. you
I feel like you
got to
put picks with Chris Paul now.
I think that's probably what the Knicks asked for, I imagine. The Rockets were like, no. And they were like,
yeah,
okay,
because
fuck
honestly,
you.
That's something I would do. I think the Knicks really should look into taking on, like, some bad contracts, more like ideally expiring contracts. But if you could grab, like, a few picks, like first-round picks, when this money is basically – like, the Knicks' money that they have is not going to go to who they want it to go to. They're not going to be able to sign anybody. If you can start stockpiling picks for the future, I would consider that then. But to just take on Chris Paul is – just him is fucking crazy. And it's a huge step in the right direction that we said no, which is crazy to think.
I still can't
But I mean, they've done that with everybody. Yeah. Penny Hardaway, Steve Francis, like the names don't stop of guys like in that exact spot that Chris Paul is in. Plus, he's telling his teammates they have man boobs and making them cry.
You
can't
have
that.
No, I don't want that in my locker room.
You can't have it. Anything else, I mean, anything you're expecting on draft night? Anything that...
What the Pelicans do with four. Like, I think it could be traded to, like, a relatively big name might be on the move draft night. Mm-hmm. But outside, like you said, 1, 2, 3, we know. And it's not a, I guess, big name player draft outside, like Zion, the top guys. So
what would
I
you
hope
do?
We get
like,
some trades.
Theoretically, hypothetically, what do you think if they wanted to trade the 1 and the 4? What do you think you'd get for that? So you're getting Zion plus the 4 pick, basically. I feel like you could, like, nab almost whoever you want.
I'm trying to think of like the names you couldn't. Like I feel like you probably couldn't get like Giannis.
And then like
Embiid. Like I feel like 1 for 4 for like Simmons, like Ben Simmons. I think that's where it starts. Like all-star talent. That's how good Zion is.
I feel like it would be like I would say like no for Giannis and Kawhi and like that's it.
What was
otherwise I'd let it rock.
Jamal Murray said it was yesterday, I think, where it was you know Zion will sell ticket sales, but R.J. Barrett's the better player. Which I think isn't a crazy take. I think some people, a lot of people think that Zion's a bigger name, but R.J.'s a more complete player.
I've never seen R.J. Barrett. I don't watch much, but I've never seen him play that well.
Just the fact that he said it is surprising to me. I can't think of another league where, like,
he's
a star
Jamal
player
Jamal Murray's also
now.
Canadian, and R.J. Barrett's Canadian, so I thought they played each other.
Like a kinship,
you know what I'm saying?
So
he probably does believe that. Doesn't make him right, but I do think he
But even just saying
that,
it, whether you're right or wrong, I'm like, well, I can't think of, like, imagine, I mean, Jamal Murray is pretty young, right?
Yeah, 22,
like,
I think.
A young NFL player being like, I don't
that
know.
That guy, he ain't it.
The head name in this draft, he's going to suck.
That's the NBA, dude. I know. That's why Barry McCocker can fucking do what he does. All right, so be on the lookout for that.
Also, who do you think is the team that offered?
Thursday, 8:20.
Al Horford, $100 million.
Who's going
to? I guess he has been offered.
Is that true, though? I feel like that's just posturing.
I mean, it's the same guy who said that I forget his name.
The Celtics offered it?
No. That's why
he's bouncing.
Horford was thinking he was going to come back, and then someone was like, hey, we'll give you 4 years, $100 million, or whatever it was. I didn't expect that.
God. So, how nice would that be if you just didn't understand your worth, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute. I am opting out.
Like you turned down 33 for extra 70. Like, pretty good.
Pretty good deal. By the way, that's probably not going to be a good idea to give Al Horford $100 million. I know he's a solid player, but...
At his point, he's like, hey, that's their business, not mine. Yeah, like, I'll be 37% making bank.
1,000%. All right, that's it. Be on the lookout for Mixtape on Thursday night. That's right now.
Goodbye.